Hello, my name is Evan Jacobs, and welcome to the Orange County Hardcore Scenester Aftermath Podcast. These interviews are part of an ongoing series chronicling the hardcore punk music scene in Orange County, California, and sometimes elsewhere. They are an addendum to the film Orange County Hardcore Scenester. This is a documentary I made that chronicles the 1990s hardcore punk scene. You can stream Orange County Hardcore Scenester on Vimeo. For $2 a month, you can watch every Anadenia film by subscribing to Anadenia Films Unlimited on Vimeo. Links for all this stuff are in each episode description. To support this podcast, please like, rate, and review it. Also, please subscribe to Anadenia Films TV on YouTube, where you can view all of these podcasts in their original video form.
You know, it's interesting because Popeye told me one of the things that made it very easy for him to do vocals when he did Rigged, he held his guitar and played at the same time.
Very, very common. And that's a good point.
That's
the old Sundance Kid. Remember, probably too old for most of your people to remember the Butch Cassidy film, but in the Sundance movie, Robert Redford, who plays Sundance, he's auditioning to be a sharpshooter for this guy. They're going to be carrying gold up the mountain, so he needs a guy to kill the bandits. So he says, you know, can you hit that? He throws a piece of wood 30 feet away. Can you hit that piece of wood? And then Redford, Sundance, starts to get, and he's, no, just don't dance, just shoot. Just shoot, I can't. No, just stand there and shoot. And he misses, and guy walks away, yeah, loser. And Redford says, can I move? And the guy turns around, and Redford goes into his little song and dance, pa-pow-pow, pa-pow, pa-pow, and he hits it every single time. Because he needed that performance aspect to be able to do his best work.
Well, like you were saying, that piece that you're looking for.
So, for musicians or for, you know, actors, you know, you need that motivation. You need that little something extra to put you into that place.
My final question for you is, you recorded a band called The Prophetess, who was actually...
Yes, Mark.
Mark Hawks. Mm-hmm. Tony, I don't know if he was playing with them at the time. Tony, who was a guitar player or maybe bass player, I grew up with him. He's my neighbor. Do you remember anything about The Prophetess?
Might have to do some of this off the record, because that's really interesting you bring that up, Evan. I told you about, I don't trust my memory as much as I used to, and I do conflate sometimes different situations.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah, so answer me this.
Yeah.
The drummer for the Prophetess is, what's his name?
See, I thought the drummer, it wasn't Ian who played in London After Midnight. I wish I knew.
Okay.
Did he
have any connection with Coachella?
He may have. He might have.
Because there's two bands that I'm getting confused from a similar era. Maybe the music was similar. Maybe that's why I'm mixing them up. But the distinction I am recalling is that in either The Prophetess or what's the name of the other
Last
band?
The Last Dance? No.
Doesn't matter. But there's another band. In one of those two bands, they had a drummer who was working with Golden Voice back in the early days when they first set up Coachella. And this guy was, you know, in charge of like the water distribution or something like that. You know, back when Coachella started very, very modestly.
Right.